won't name the organisation, I know it's one that both John and I have spoken to in the past, where they had a mind to do a scope type thing. They had a very, very large donor base who actually were the natural people to go to initially with the bond issue. And the protectors, the fundraisers, said, absolutely no way are you going to our donors, because they were worried that the donors' base would be cannibalised.
I think that's quite a big fear in the market, that people will lend instead of giving.
Yes.
And our experience, and it wasn't a worry for us because we didn't have any donors to cannibalise, but our experience is people are generally lending double what they were prepared to give anyway. Now, whether that will continue to be true, it remains to be seen. But personally, I think that makes sense, because people are lending from a different pot. I was talking to a wealth advisor the other day who says that, some of her clients might keep $100,000 in cash, and just so that the income on that pays for their holiday every year. Now, for them to lend us $7,000 out of that pot, it's just nothing to them. You know, it's just capital that's being wasted. So it's about trying to access that bit of money that's not being used, and it's not set aside for giving. You know, people might say they give 3% of their salary, 4%, but they're going to save maybe 20%. It's taking a bit out of that chunk, which is, I think, what Tim's doing as well. And I think that's really important, because ultimately it will be fundraisers, particularly with organisations who do have a good fundraising base, who will need to sell this type of product to donors, because they have the relationships. So I think that is a key piece in the education of fundraisers.